What Rock Bottom Taught Me: Stories of Resilience. I never used the phrase rock bottom while I was living it. That's something I only say now, looking back. At the time, it just felt like life getting smaller and heavier at the same time. Fewer people around. Fewer things I cared about. More effort required just to get through the day. I didn't crash all at once. Nothing exploded. I didn't lose everything in one dramatic moment. It was more like erosion. Little things disappearing without me fully noticing. Trust. Motivation. The ability to relax without a drink or something else to take the edge off. I kept telling myself I was still functioning, and in some ways I was. I showed up, I paid bills, I answered texts when I had to. But inside, everything revolved around avoiding discomfort. There was one night that stands out, not because it was especially bad, but because it was boring. I was sitting alone, scrolling on my phone, not really watching anything, not really enjoying anything either. I remember thinking, is this it? Is this what my life is going to feel like every day? That question scared me more than any consequence ever had. I spent a long time believing that if I could just get it together, everything would be fine. I tried cutting back, I tried rules, I tried convincing myself that other people had it worse, so I shouldn't complain. When those attempts failed, I blamed myself. I thought it meant I didn't care enough or wasn't disciplined enough. It never crossed my mind that maybe I was dealing with something bigger than willpower. Rock bottom taught me how convincing denial can be. I wasn't lying to anyone else nearly as much as I was lying to myself. I minimized things constantly. I ignored how anxious I felt when I didn't have access to what I used. I ignored how exhausted I was from keeping everything hidden. I ignored how lonely I felt, even when I wasn't technically alone. Asking for help wasn't some brave, cinematic decision. It came after I ran out of energy. I didn't reach out because I felt hopeful or inspired. I reached out because I couldn't keep pretending I had a handle on things. There was a strange relief in admitting that out loud. Embarrassing, yes. But also honest in a way I hadn't been in a long time. Recovery didn't feel like a fresh start at first. It felt awkward, uncomfortable, slow. I remember being frustrated by how normal everything looked from the outside while my internal world felt completely scrambled. Sitting with my own thoughts without numbing them was harder than I expected. I realized how much emotion I had been pushing down for years. One thing rock bottom showed me was how disconnected I had become from myself. I didn't trust my own decisions anymore. I second-guessed everything. In recovery, rebuilding that trust happened in tiny steps, waking up when I said I would. Being honest when it would have been easier to dodge the truth, doing the next right thing even when it felt pointless. I used to think resilience looked like confidence or motivation. For me, it didn't. It looked like showing up when I didn't feel strong. It looked like listening more than talking. It looked like admitting when I was struggling instead of pretending I was fine. Some days, resilience was just not quitting. Being around other people in recovery changed how I saw my own story. I heard pieces of myself in conversations that had nothing to do with my exact circumstances. The fear of disappointing people, the guilt, the constant mental noise. It made me realize that I wasn't uniquely broken. That mattered more than I can explain. Life after rock bottom isn't perfect. I still have hard days. I still get uncomfortable emotions. The difference is that I don't run from them the way I used to. I've learned that discomfort doesn't automatically mean something is wrong. Sometimes it just means I'm human. There were setbacks along the way. Moments where I questioned whether any of this effort was worth it. Rock bottom had lowered my expectations so much that hoping again felt risky. But slowly, things shifted. I started caring about small things. I started feeling present in conversations. I started imagining a future that didn't revolve around getting through the day. What? Rock bottom ultimately taught me is that it doesn't define you unless you let it. It's information. Painful information, but useful. It shows you what isn't working anymore. From there, change becomes possible, even if it happens slowly and imperfectly. If you're in a place right now where everything feels heavy or pointless, I won't tell you it gets better overnight. That's not true. But I will say this. Rock bottom doesn't mean you failed at life. It means something needs to change, and change doesn't have to start with confidence or clarity. Sometimes it starts with honesty and asking for help, even when you don't know what comes next. This isn't a success story tied up with a bow. It's just one example. You're exhausted and unsure, quiet, uneven, real, and sometimes that's enough to begin.